Chapter 8. Organizing the Body of the Speech. In this chapter, we will discuss the steps you can take to organize your speeches. Let's begin by talking about why a sound organization is vital to speech making.
Organization is important.
Several years ago, a college professor took a well-organized speech and scrambled it by randomly changing the order of its sentences. He then had a speaker deliver the original version to one group of listeners and the scrambled version to another group. After the speeches, he gave a test to see how well each group understood what they had heard. Not surprisingly, the group that heard the original, unscrambled speech scored much higher than the other group. A few years later, two professors repeated the same experiment at another school. But instead of testing how well the listeners comprehended each speech, they tested to see what effects the speeches had on the listeners' attitudes toward the speakers. They found that people who heard the well-organized speech believed the speaker to be much more competent and trustworthy than did those who heard the scrambled speech. These are just two of many studies that show the importance of organization in effective speech-making. They confirm what most of us know from experience. How many times have you listened to someone who rambled aimlessly from one idea to another? You realize how difficult it is to pay attention to the speaker, much less to understand the message. In fact, when students explain what they hope to learn from their speech class, they almost always put the ability to organize my ideas more effectively near the top of the list. This ability is especially vital for speech making. Listeners demand coherence. They have little patience with speakers who bounce wildly from idea to idea. Keep in mind that listeners, unlike readers, cannot flip back to a previous page if they have trouble grasping a speaker's ideas. In this respect, a speech is much like a movie. Just as a director must be sure viewers can follow the plot of a film from beginning to end, so must a speaker be sure listeners can follow the progression of ideas in a speech from beginning to end. This requires that speeches be organized strategically. They should be put together in particular ways to achieve particular results with particular audiences. Speech organization is important for other reasons as well. As we saw in Chapter 1, it is closely connected to critical thinking. When you work to organize your speeches, you gain practice in the general skill of establishing clear relationships among your ideas. This skill will serve you well throughout your college days and in almost any career you may choose. In addition, there is evidence that using a clear, specific method of speech organization can boost your confidence as a speaker and improve your ability to deliver a message fluently. The first step in developing a strong sense of speech organization is to gain command of the three basic parts of a speech: introduction, body, and conclusion, and the strategic role of each. In this chapter, we deal with the body of the speech. The next chapter will take up the introduction and the conclusion. There are good reasons for talking first about the body of the speech. The body is the longest and most important part. Also, you will usually prepare the body first. It is much easier to create an effective introduction after you know exactly what you will say in the body. The process of organizing the body of a speech begins when you determine the main points.